Inja Bogai Avivita Vausham Paratyakyura Mani Praveka Paryasta Dodanda Sahasra Shakam Avyakta Munam Puanang Kripenjam Akinja Bogai Adivita Valsam Paratyakyura Mani Praveka Paryasta Dodanda Sahasra Shakam Avyakta Munam Puanang Kripenjam Ahinja Bogai Adivita Valsasham Paryadyam Kiyura Mani Pravika Paryasta Dodanda Sahasra Shakam Avyakta Munam Puvamani Prenja Ahinja Bogai Adivita Vausham
Maharaj ji, sorry. Paradya, very valuable.
keyura ornaments. Ani praveka highly valuable jewels. Parasta disseminating. Dodanda arms. Sahasrashakam with thousands of branches. Avyaktamulam, self-situated. Bhuvana, universal. Ankripa, trees. Injam, the Lord. Ahi Inja, Ananda Dev. Bogai, by hoots. Adivita, surrounded. Vausham, shoulders. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. As a sandalwood tree is decorated with fragrant flowers and branches, the Lord's body was decorated with valuable jewels and pearls. He was the self-situated tree, the Lord of all others in the universe. And as a sandalwood tree is covered with many snakes, so the Lord's body was also covered by the hoofs of Ananda. Purport. The word avyakta mulam is significant here. Generally, no one can see the roots of a tree, but as far as the Lord is concerned, He is the root of Himself, because there's no other separate cause of His standing by He Himself. In the Vedas, it is said that the Lord is Svashayashraya. He is His own support, and there is no other support for Him. Therefore, Avyakta means the Supreme Lord Himself and no one else. Om Agyana Timinandasya Genanjana Sharakaya Chakshu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtan Stapidan Yena Buddhare Swayan Upakada Mahyan Dadati Swam Padantikam Vandehan Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurung Vaishnamam Scha Shri Rupan Sagrachatam Sahagana Nakunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitan Savaduta Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Narita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinda Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Rishabhanu Srute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishranvebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadhatra, Shri Vasade, Gola Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Paradya, Keyura, Mani, Praveka, Paryasta, Dodanda, Sahasra, Shakam. Avyakta Munam, Bhuvanam, Gripenja. Ahinja Bogai Adivita Vausham. Translation again. As a sandalwood tree is decorated with fragrant flowers and branches, the Lord's body was decorated with valuable jewels and pearls. He was self-situated tree, the Lord of all others in the universe. And as a sandalwood tree is covered with many snakes, so the Lord's body was also covered by the hoofs of Ananta. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said that generally, no one can see the roots of a tree. But as far as the Lord is concerned, He is the root of Himself, because there's no other separate cause of His standing by He Himself. It reminds me, in a purport, in the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada, he was explaining the meaning of Bhagavan. The Sanskrit word Bhagavan is in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada, he was saying here, the Sanskrit word Bhagavan is explained by the great authority Parashara Muni, the father of Vyasadeva. The supreme personality who possesses all riches, all strength, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation is called Bhagavan. There are many persons who are very rich, very powerful, very beautiful, very famous, very learned, and very much detached. But no one can claim that he possesses all riches, all strength, etc. entirely. Only Krishna can claim this, because he is the supreme personality of Godhead. No living entity, including Brahma, Lord Shiva, or Narayan, can possess opulences as fully as Krishna. Therefore, it is concluded in the Brahma Samhita by Lord Brahma himself that Lord Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. No one is equal to or above him. He is the primeval Lord or Bhagavan, known as Govinda. And he is the supreme cause of all causes, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachi Ananda Vigraha, Anadya Adya Govinda, Sava Kanana Karanam. There are many personalities possessing the quality of Bhagavan, but Krishna is the supreme, because none can excel him. He is the supreme person, and his body is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. He is the primeval Lord Govinda and the cause of all causes. And then Srila Prabhupada, he continued explaining why Krishna is the cause of all causes by quoting a verse from the Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavatam also, there's a list of many incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna is described as the original personality of Godhead, from whom many, many incarnations and personality of Godhead expand. Ete chamsham kala pumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Injari vyakulam lokam midayanti yuge yuge. All the list of the incarnation of Godhead submitted here is either plenary expansions or parts of the plenary expansions of the Supreme Godhead. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Godhead himself. Thank you, Maharaj. Therefore, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, the absolute truth, the source of both super soul and the impersonal Brahman. I was distributing books the other day at Citrus College. I want to tell a story in this regard, you know, about the book distribution, because it's related. Can you show the picture, Prabhu? To this point. It related to the topic today. Bhakta Amber, can you show the picture? Okay. There's some problem, right? Okay. So I was, distributing book the other day at the Citrus College. So I approached a student and handing him, the Saptarishi set. and telling him this book is about yoga meditation. And the boy immediately said, oh, meditation. I have just studied, practiced meditation, you know, 2 months ago. And they immediately asking, what kind of meditation are you practicing? And he said, I just, you know, practice meditation by sitting in my room and doing some breathing exercise. He was telling me like that. And then I told him, you know, what we are teaching here in these books is about mantra meditation. And I explained it to him, mantra is actually a Sanskrit word. Ma means our mind, tra means to free. So mantra means to free the mind from stress and anxieties. And then I asked him, when the mind is free from stress and anxieties, what will happen? And the boy immediately answered, happiness. And then I said, exactly. When the mind is free from stress and anxieties, naturally you will experience happiness and satisfaction within the heart. And I immediately showed him the mantra, you know, we are chanting, which is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And I told him that this mantra is actually very simple. It is only 3 words, Hare, Krishna, and Ram. So I request him, I show you how to chant it now. Please kindly follow me. So I started to, you know, teach him how to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And after that, the boy asked me, hey, what's the meaning of this mantra? And then I explained it to him that Krishna means the source of everything. See, everything in this world have its source. For example, our source is our parents. And the source of our parents is their parents. And like this, everything have its source. And the ultimate source of everything is Krishna. And he thought about it a while and said, yeah, that makes sense. God Krishna. Yeah. So Krishna is the source of everything. And then, you know, this poor happily took the whole set of the Sapta Rishi and made nice donation. And that's really made my day, you know. Yeah. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 4th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he also wrote very similar thing to about this. Prabhupada, he said here, in the Bhagavad Gita 10.2, Lord Krishna states, Aham Adhir Hi Devanam. Lord Vishnu or Krishna is the origin of all demigods, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. In another place in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 8, Krishna states, Aham Savasya Prabhava. Everything is generated from me. This includes all the demigods. Similarly, in the Vedanta Sutra, Jamadi Asha Yataha. And in the Upanishad is the statement, Yatova Imani Bhutani Jayante. Everything is generated from Lord Vishnu. Everything is maintained by him, and everything is annihilated by his energy. Therefore, by their action and reaction, the energy which come from him create the cosmic manifestation and also dissolve the whole creation. Thus, the Lord is the cause and also the effect. That's why probably he said here that in today's words, that generally no one can see the roots of a tree, but as far as the Lord is concerned, He is the root of himself, because there is no other separate cause of his standing but he himself. So that's all I want to say. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Maharaj. Microphone, please. Let's get microphone, Maharaj. Repeat by
what you just said a few moments ago, because it jumped out of my mind, the response to that.
Is it about a verse I quoted from the Srimad Bhagavatam? It's a in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where
I remember. It says, "No one can see the root of a tree."
Hmm. Say it again, Maharaj.
You can see the root of a tree. There's so many roots visible. So what does that mean? It has a definite meaning. You cannot see the root of all trees. No question about that.
Yeah.
And if you're looking at a tree in which the root is buried down deep in the ground, then of course you cannot see it. But if you make it as a general statement, then it comes out not necessarily to be true. That was my point.
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada, he said in the purport of today's verse, saying generally, no one can see the root of a tree. That's generally.
Yeah, but that depends on what trees you're looking at. There are some trees you can see all the roots, and there are some trees you can see none of the roots.
You remind me the banyan tree. Yeah, the root of the banyan tree is hanging in the air. Yeah.
Right.
When
you come to the questions, I'll ask another question, but go ahead.
Yes, that's it, Maharaj. Yeah, you go ahead.
The definition that you gave of the Hare Krishna mantra to the person you were speaking of, what I thought it was, engage your mind always. It slipped my mind. Continue, and it should come back. I'm sorry about that.
Are there any other questions or comments? Yes, Madhiji. Just hold on.
Top of the tree. The root of the tree is almost a reflection of the top of the tree in size. And we may see some roots that are a little bit above the ground, but the mass of the tree is deeply under the ground and hidden, like the top of the tree. It's like a mirror, you know, like the top of the tree and the bottom of the tree, they're the same, almost. That's how a tree can stand up in big winds.
There's analogy, you know.
I'm saying that when you have a tree, that the root of the tree is almost the same as the top of the tree in its size.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing, huh? Thank you, Mataji. Any other questions or comments? Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you very much for coming. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktam in the ki jai. Hari, 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 hari.